Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are listening to us, this is the time of prayer. Father God, I decree and I declare right now, let us bless the Lord because we are in the time where we have entered into the 70th year. Father God, I thank you right now. I bless you and I say, Father, let your blessings reign over every soul that is listening to me. Let your anointing reign over everybody that is listening to me. Let your anointing overtake. The scripture says unto us that whenever there is something that is getting away out of the way, there is something new rising in within that dimension that God is doing something. So Father God, I pray right now, I declare and I decree the blessing of the God of the King of Heaven and the King of the Universe. I command righteousness to go through the moon. I command righteousness energy to flow through the cosmic and the cosmos. I command the energies of life. I command the anointing of power. I command the anointing of understanding. I command the anointing of peace. I command the anointing of love. I command the anointing that overwhelms you to overcome every sorrow, every darkness, every pain in your life. And I release the nature and the understanding of God over your life. I want to decree that God has good thoughts over you. We have entered into the 70th year. The Queen of England died, but her ruling over the nations took her 7 decades, or I rather say 7 dimensions, or let me say 70 years. She has ruled the world and sat on the throne as a woman for 70 years. What does that mean to you and me? So Father God, I decree right now, in the book of Hebrews chapter 8 verse 13 says, a new covenant he has made, the first obsolete, no longer produces or used. It is out of date. Something must die before something gets life. So Father God, I thank you right now that there is a life coming out of every soul that is listening to me. That when the children of Israel, when the time came to pass, God says to them, come out of Babylon after 70 years. The queen was a representation of the image of Babylon that has ruled in kingship and rulership, in queenship, ruled over the people for 70 years. But I pray for you that you will understand that you rise up to overcome the spirit of depression. You rise up to overcome the spirit of limitation. You rise up to overcome the spirit of colonialism. You rise up to overcome the spirit of commonwealth that was enticed and put upon us. The book of Hebrews chapter 8 verse 13 says, a new covenant has been made. The first was made obsolete, no longer produced or used, out of date. When what has become obsolete is growing old and ready to vanish away. The Bible says unto us, the death of the Queen of England occurred unto us in the 40 days. We are talking about the final state of death, old generation and the evil influence that was controlling people, anything that was controlling you in that dimension. I pray that the blessing of the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel shall reign over you, that you may see the light. I proclaim and I prophesy wisdom. I proclaim and I prophesy understanding. I've come to declare that you are in the 70th year. Praise the living God. The 70th year, number 70. We are in the 70th year. The Bible says unto us that the 70th year is likened unto a jubilee, a time of release. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that you're releasing your people out of limitations. You're releasing them out of the darkness. You're releasing them out of the fear. You're releasing them out of the corruption. Father, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we decree, Redeemer of the soul, Redeemer of the mind. Hallelujah. Wherever you feel captivated, I want you to touch every part of your body with your right hand. Touch that part of your body and begin to decree with me. Say, Father God, I believe that I was created to speak your word over myself. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Proclaim the presence of God over your life. Now begin to speak blessings. Begin to speak everything that is good over you. Begin to speak the promises of God over you. Begin to speak the anointing of God over you. Break the darkness. Break the wickedness. Break the unrighteousness. Father God, we thank you. We worship you and we adore you. We elevate your holy name right now. And this is the desolation. Jeremiah chapter 25 verse 11. And the whole land shall be a desolation. An astonishment. And these nations shall serve the king of Babylon for 7 years. The 7-year captivity is the time frame of praying and seeking God. Because whenever God, we have seen a lot of Africans that in the time of the rulership of the Commonwealth of Britain over Africa, I will use example like Uganda. We have seen that most of our daughters, most of our sons, they have gone into exile. Because number 70 also represents the rulership that puts people in exile. They run away from what they should take care of. They run away from their responsibilities because things are bad. The rulership that is reigning over them in within a period of 70 years, it takes away their rights of the fathers. It takes away the moral standards of the women so that you don't have submitted women in families, but you have rebellious, not listening women. Because we see this woman, hallelujah, she has been as a representation of the woman sitting on the dragon with 7 heads. Father God, I pray right now, bring deliverance into our nations. Bring deliverance into Africa, that every colonizing spirit and powers of darkness from the nations of the white supremacy, we render them useless over the nations. And we say, Father, this is the time for our people to look at Africa, to understand that Africa was created by God for Africans, and Africans to understand that it's our responsibilities to build factories, to build systems, business sectors, to build things, to build cultural administrative ways and channels that will take care of our own challenges, that we shall be people who are responsible, not just taking pictures to push them to the white man so that he can see how much we are suffering, how much we are into poverty, how much we are lacking, how much we cannot take care of our own selves, that he may come here and show off by giving us funds of donations to play God, to play a white God in a black man's land. So Father God, we pray that to help us, oh Lord, that we may come out of this type of common wealth that has not given us any nothing like wealth, but it has brought poverty onto us, because those who built the commonwealth are not well-wishers, but racism that is ruling and dominating over us. It's discrimination. It's the impoverishing of the black man's ability to do things. So, Father, I pray over your nations. I pray over your people. I decree and I declare, let your will be done over the earth as it is finished in the spiritual realm. I proclaim peace. I proclaim understanding. I proclaim wisdom. I proclaim love. I proclaim the coming out. Right now, I decree by the Spirit of God, 2 Chronicles chapter 36. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that you're bringing us out of the 7 years. And yes, indeed, you have brought us out, because that what stood as a roadblock, Father God, the obstacle has perished. 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 21, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land enjoyed her Shabbats, and as long as the land lays desolate, she kept her Sabbaths to fulfill the 7 years. Father God, we ask you to forgive us for things that we have done upon the land, immorality, sexual immorality, homosexuality, that have diminished and have degraded us, to hinder us to live and to stand up before the enemy, so that the enemy comes and takes away. The enemy comes and rules over us. The enemy comes and pulls strings of control over us, because we are not having power to pray to a God that liveth, because we are sinning against you. So Father God, we pray that the land will keep its Shabbats, the land will keep its Shabbatical order, the land will keep its rights to do the right thing. The land will be owned and governed by people that are praising God. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 40 to 41. As a hired servant, you sojourning with you shall serve you until 7 years of jubilee, and the 7th year you shall let him go, him and his children and his own family, and they shall return to their own possession. So Father God, I pray the returning of to our own possession, the possession of our fathers, and return to their own family. Father God, I pray the returning of their own family in the time of jubilee, the 7th year, when the 7 nations of Adam descended, in that time of captivity, when they are captivated, the 70 nations that were expressions in Adam, they went into captivity. And the captivity of 70 years is to purify and to bring out the different cultures. I want to finish with this. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are listening to me, Let me finish with this. That you know that Adam was created by God and he was the father of all nations. This is what I'm going to finish with. Because we understand that Queen Elizabeth, who was the biggest empire of Great Britain that has ruled over nations, we see this woman, this female, likened unto the female, the woman sitting on the dragon with seven heads, controlling the nations. The seven heads are the seven continents. We have seven continents in Mother Earth. Those seven continents were turned into dragons, things that live as beasts to survive, to eat and drink, but they're not adding value to their own countries. And the one sitting at the top was a woman, killing all the apostles and the teachers that could teach and elevate the culture of the black man, the culture, and to defend the system of the black man. In the book of Revelation, the Bible says unto us, the Messiah was dark in color. The book of Genesis talks to us about the 400 years. God talks to Africa that I'll bring them out. So this dragon and the woman sitting on the dragon, hindering Africa and the continents from functioning in the liberty and the glory and the peace of what God created them to be. Let me finish with this. In Numbers chapter 11 verse 25, and the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him. And he took the spirit upon upon Moses, and he placed it upon the 70 elders. And that happened. When the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied. They started seeing in the spirit. They started to be navigated by the spirit. They started to be governed by the spirit, instructed by the spirit. And even their language and their tongues, their different languages, it became a speech of prophecy, illustrating God. Let me say this to you. Do you know that Adam had 70 nations? Or I rather say 72 nations. That's why we see 70 elders. I'm not talking only about Israel or Jerusalem and the people of Israel, but I'm talking about also God being concerned with the 70 nations from whence all nations were populated in the earth, coming from those 70 nations. The languages, the cultures, the traditions, the different people that speak different languages in the world, they all come from the expressions of Adam, which was 70 in number, also becoming the 72 elders, which became the court of Sanhedrin, containing the 72 offices of leadership. When Moses was commanded, when the children of Israel went into captivity for 70 years, when the whole entire world has been under the rulership of Britain for 70 years, it was a time of punishing, correcting, cleansing, purifying, and sanctifying the people in the nations to bring them out, that every nation and every kingdom, every tongue that God ever put into Adam to be exposed, and out of it populated many languages from the 70 dimensions or the 70 cultures. Those 70 cultures, which are the 70 elders, went through a time of purification for 70 years of captivity and exile. Many countries, Arab countries, talk about Asians in India, everywhere England colonized and they impoverished people. They put them in the status of captivity and exile, that they couldn't function as true citizens on their own land. They went into exile to survive, went into exile to live another life, went into exile to be employed. They cannot be employed by their own system in their own countries because that was hindered and miscarried and aborted. All this was done by Great Britain. All this evil was done by Great Britain. For 70 years, through the people who went out, many are going to return back to their cultures. Many are going to return back to their homes, to their lands. And God will say, return after captivity. Which captivity has ended? After the death of Queen Elizabeth II in the year 2022, in the month of September. The 8th of September, We are seeing a declaration coming forth. And God is saying to every culture, to every tongue, I created you to express yourself in that specific unique tongue. People, culture, tribe. So go back and elevate. Go back, bring light. Go back, bring elevation. Go back, bring energy. Go back, bring that investment, that understanding into your country so that you may overcome the wicked spirit that makes us to run away from our own responsibilities, our own homes, our own children, and our own women, so that we may go and become foreigners and slaves to a foreign country. God is saying this is the time to break that spirit. This is the time to break that spirit over you. And I break it and I speak over that spirit. It shall not rule over you. You shall not be a runner that runs away to exile countries to become slaves. Some have run into Arab countries where women are raped, where women are merchandised. Our daughters are trafficked through prostitution, homosexuality, behaviors that are contrary to the will of God. People exile and go to foreign countries to be used and misused because they are looking for survival. But God is saying that the Queen of England, who has been pushing people, that woman sitting on the dragon with seven heads, pushing people to go into circumstances and situations to leave their home, sacrifice everything God gave to them to take care of as a responsibility, and they are in exile. That spirit has perished off the face of the earth, and through the earthly dimension and the realm of God, we are seeing a restoration. The day has dawned. The people who have been in darkness, they have seen the light. So I pray by God's light over you. I pray by God's anointing over you. I pray by God's favor over you that you will see the light. You will come out of the dragon's cage. Why? Because the cage is open. There is no lock anymore. And go forth and bear fruit. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we pray. Somebody say, God bless.